And now for a complete change in mood and in sound, from ecology to art and music, and more specifically, to a musician who believes that the talent that has shot him to fame and allowed him to fulfill his artistic vocation is God-given. His name is Michael Amante. He's an American tenor, a successful artist with a long list of albums and concerts to his name. He spoke to my colleague Lydia O'Kane and told her that one of the highlights of his life is definitely represented by the time he sang for Pope John Paul II over supper, even although, he says, his adolescence and youth were just the same as that of any other boy.
To be honest with you, you know, my teen years, I was kind of certainly not a troublemaker, but I caused my father a lot of gray hairs because I sang in bars when I was 15 and 16, staying out late and had long hair and sang rock music. So we clashed a little bit during those years. And it wasn't until I decided to get my degree in music, and he wasn't really too keen on that. And I was at the time studying behavioral psychology and working with the socially maladjusted children at the time. And I just told him, I said, look, Dad, I can't do this anymore. I'm a musician. I'm going to go to Italy and study. And he really wasn't too keen on it. And it really wasn't until I called him from the Vatican and saying, I've just met the Pope and I'm going to sit down and have dinner. And that I really started feeling a connection to my father. You know, God is often referred to as our Heavenly Father. And I started to really wanting to make both my father, my Heavenly Father, and my earthly father proud of me. And certainly singing at the Vatican, you know, it really was very informal. It wasn't a formal sort of thing. I sang over a table of pasta and mushrooms and wonderful food. But just being there and being in Pope's presence and having him invite me to dinner and that sort of thing, I just really started feeling that I could make my father proud of me.
And his faith, Michael told Lydia, has always been at the heart of his artistic message. So much so, one of his albums, the one entitled Humbled, is a return to his first true love. And that is being obedient to the call of Christ and to use one's abilities to share his good news.
God and God alone created all these things we call our own.
When I was looking at your album Humbled, I mean, this is a particular album that I'm sure must be very close to your heart because it is an album of, you'd call, more sacred music, because you have other albums that have dealt with operatic pieces. But this, this is an album, even looking at what you've written in this, it seems to me that you're looking at your talent as a very much a God-given talent.
Well, I think anything good comes from God. And I think that the ability to sing and make music certainly is good. So that certainly does come from God. And not only just the ability, but the desire to do that for other people. And I think that's really the true gift from God, is the love of doing that which God has given you.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Looking at this album again, this album of music that is devoted, you could say, to God, what was your maybe inspiration for doing it?
If you come and see my concerts, there is an underlying message, and that message is to love one another and love the Lord. And I think that this album, Humbled, came about because I had been wanting to do it for many years, but I never had the finances or the clout to put it together on my own, because I really had to do that on my own. I had to, you know, it was amazing how people were bailing the Michael Amante ship when I told them I wanted to do this album, and it made a lot of people in the music business nervous. Here's this guy singing about the Lord and about seeking forgiveness and loving God. That made some people a little anxious, you know. And I didn't do it because I wanted to become a gospel artist. I just did it because I felt the need in my soul to express my thanks to the Lord for what he's done for me, and I just wanted to be gracious.
Michael, music and faith in God, it seems to me they go hand in hand with you.
Well, I really need music. I have an iPod with 7,000 songs on it, and I always have a nice radio in my car going with songs that I've selected to listen to, and I'm always singing or always, if I'm working around the house, I always have to have music on because I without music, I kind of feel, I don't know, I just don't feel quite right. And I know that the presence of the Lord is there with me when we kind of enjoy music together. When I studied in Italy, some of the greatest musical moments I had was basically me walking across the mountains of Calabria just singing, and I was only there, and the only one to hear me was the Lord. So, I mean, that's a very important connection that I have.
My thanks to Lydia O'Kane for that interview.